Mike Skinner, otherwise known by his stage name The Streets, is a 26-year-old rapper. He's become a superstar in his native England, and his unusual style helped launch a new era of British rap music. But reviewer Will Hermes says his latest album is more of an old-fashioned radio drama than a modern rap record.
We've all heard Know Nothing's question whether rap is music at all. Whatever. But Mike Skinner, a.k.a. The Streets, is a British rapper with a rhyme style so rhythmically lazy, doctrinaire hip-hop fans question whether it's actually rap.
Just take back the DVD, withdraw that extra money, tell Mum I wouldn't be back for tea, then grab my savings and hurry. Got to the video shop in a state, but chuffed it wouldn't be late. Only when he flicked open the case, I'd left the disc at my
place. Today I have achieved absolutely now. In just being out of the house, I've lost out.
The Streets debut, original pirate material, was nothing if not original. Instead of aping American rappers, Skinner built a style using British street slang over the indigenous club music known as garage, or garage as they say over there. But the songs still resembled, you know, songs. His sophomore release is something else again. It's a concept record called A Grand Don't Come For Free. And here's one of its catchier choruses.
I saw this thing on ITV the other week. Said that if she played with her hair, she's probably keen. She's playing with her hair well regularly. So I reckon I could well be in.
So, in what strange universe does that constitute a chorus? Obviously, it's Skinner's own universe. He grew up in Birmingham, England, and like filmmaker Mike Lee, he's made the quotidian experiences of working-class life his subject. And on A Grand Don't Come For Free, Skinner is clearly more interested in storytelling than in becoming a rap star. His delivery, or flow as it's known in hip-hop circles, is less rap-like than ever.
Everything in the room spinning. I think I'm gonna fall down. My heart's beating too quick. Tripping out. I wonder whether they got in. Turned away, no doubt. Who cares? This is a tune coming in. That one noise is like, I'm thinking.
Lights are blinding my eyes.
My eyes are rolling back.
But if you pay attention, the story told over its 11 songs is suspenseful and sad and pretty hilarious, too. It's a whodunit about a guy who may or may not be a petty drug dealer who loses 1,000 quid and his girlfriend during an extended comedy of errors. At one point, he tells a friend about a drunken affair over his cell phone.
What I can remember's a blotch, I got a fat bruise on my arm. She knew exactly what she was doing and it all went a bit too far. She was with that bloke in the white top in McDonald's car park. And then she let me chat her up later on in that lovely little bar. Hello? Oh, phones, man. Why did I have to go?
Ever since his debut, movie people have been trying to convince The Streets' Mike Skinner to sign on to film projects. A Grand Don't Come For Free may be his answer to them. It's a CD movie, more like an old radio serial than a collection of pop songs. And with all due respect to American rap artists, Skinner may have created the most cinematic rap record ever made. That is, if you want to call it a rap record.
I look at her, she stares almost straight back at me. But her eyes glaze over like she's looking straight through me. Then her eyes must have closed for what seems an eternity. When they open up, she's looking down at her feet.
The new record by The Streets is A Grand Don't Come For Free. Will Hermes is a music editor for Tracks magazine.
But you've got to walk away now, it's over.
So then I move my hand up from down by my side. It's shaking, my life is crashing before my eyes. Turn the palm of my hand up to face the skies. Touch the bottom of her chin and let out a sigh. Cause I can't imagine my life without you and me. There's things I can't imagine doing, things I can't imagine seeing. It weren't supposed to be easy, surely. Please, please, I'm begging, please. She brings her hands up towards where my hands rested. She wraps her fingers round mine with the softness she's blessed with. She peels away my fingers, looks at me and then gestures. By pushing my hand away to my chest. From hers.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but
you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.